This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Good morning, guys. Today's guest is an organization we've not yet talked to on this show, so I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, it should be good.
Absolutely. It's fascinating, and I love yoga. Maybe we'll talk about yoga.
Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, too. Well, let's get to it. We're joined today by Karen Burpo. She's a community outreach and development with Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Todd.
It's good to have you. Thanks for carving some time to join us. Appreciate you making time. Karen, before we get into our conversation around Turning Point, take a quick few seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Todd, I am a native Texan, but I've lived in Atlanta for 20 years now. And love the climate here, even though right now, middle of summer, it's awfully hot, very Texas-like. But I've become a passionate gardener because you get results here. And in Texas, we had about 1/4 inch of soil and then pure rock. So I have really enjoyed my time here in Atlanta. I am also a breast cancer survivor and fortunately 10 years out from that. And that's how I got involved with Turning Point. I have a corporate background in IT and have worked over the last several years in nonprofit arena.
That's really super. Tell us a little bit more about Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation.
Be happy to. Turning Point is a nonprofit community-based clinic that provides specialized rehabilitation for women with breast cancer. And this kind of rehabilitation involves physical therapy, massage therapy, counseling, nutrition, exercise consultation, as well as lymphedema management, which is a condition of swelling of the arms that develops sometime for women after breast cancer treatment. We also do community education and patient education, as well as advocate on a local as well as national level for specialized rehabilitation to be part of breast cancer care.
So Karen, I'm particularly interested in this community and patient education side of the work that you do. I feel like, as I've observed the movement over the last several years, that more and more people are aware of what's going on and what can be done about it. But I don't think there's ever enough education that we can put out there to make sure everyone's aware of what's possible and what we can do here. So shed some light on some of the community and patient educational work that you do.
Many times people associate breast cancer treatment with the specific side effects that happen during treatment, nausea, fatigue, etc. And not as much information is really readily known about some of the other impact that breast cancer treatment can have on women. And Turning Point was founded by a physical therapist that was diagnosed at age 42, a young mother with breast cancer, and found such a lack of services for the onslaught of side effects that she experienced. And so what we are trying to do is help people understand that there is help for many of the side effects that people experience after surgery especially, but also after radiation and chemotherapy. For instance, many women have significantly impaired shoulder issues, pain, swelling, range of motion limitation, as well as the fatigue and other kinds of pain associated with the impact that they've had on their bodies. And what Turning Point does is treat those symptoms in a very specialized manner by people that are trained, and breast cancer patients are the focus of our practice. And we educate both our patients on a monthly basis through monthly lunch and learns and other kinds of education opportunities on topics that may be of interest to them. And then we also provide education to the community at large. Many times there's health fairs or other kinds of activities that we're invited to speak at. And most people don't really recognize the broad need for the specialized rehabilitation. There's been a study that only about 20% of patients going through breast cancer are referred for specialized rehabilitation. And part of that is because there's not a wide availability of that kind of service. We're really fortunate here in Atlanta to have Turning Point because we are kind of the thought leaders in this field, and we are trying to help educate both healthcare professionals as well as just the general population about, one, the need for and the availability of this kind of care.
All right. Karen Burpo will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Karen Burpo, Community Outreach and Development with Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation.
So Karen, it seems like a lot of the monthly educational programs are free and open to the public, but I know some of the programs are open just for your patients. How does that work? You know, if somebody was interested in becoming a patient at Turning Point, do they need a referral from their doctor, or what's the process?
The process is that we enjoy a very special relationship with the medical community here, and surgeons, oncologists, radiation oncologists all value what Turning Point does, and that is the method for new patients to come in is through a referral from their doctor. Primarily for physical therapy. Once a patient has been established as a physical therapy, and that may just be an initial session of evaluation and sort of education, then they are eligible for all the Turning Point services.
Oh, that's wonderful. So by being referred through physical therapy, their insurance is going to cover a portion of it.
So. That's correct.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I know that you guys are always out there fundraising,
yes.
That you have one of your biggest fundraisers coming up. Tell us a little bit about Tourney for Turning Point.
The Tourney for Turning Point is a charity golf tournament. This year, it's going to be held at the end of August, August 30th and 31st at Dunwoody Country Club. This is our fourth year to have the Tourney for Turning Point, and it's our fourth year at Dunwoody Country Club. The format is on Sunday evening. There will be a dinner and auction. And then the golf tournament actually takes place on Monday. We have a presenting sponsor, which is Ashford Advisors. And then we also have many sponsorship opportunities. Some are taken and some are still available.
Very good. Well, how do you participate in that? Is there a website to go to? Is there a phone call to make to participate in that event?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is myturningpoint.org, and look at upcoming events. And there's also our telephone, you can call into the clinic, and our telephone number is 770-360-9271, and we'll be happy to help anyone out. We have both individual players, team sponsors, and then tournament sponsors as
well. Outstanding. Well, those golf tournament fundraisers are always fun and successful, but I imagine there are other ways that you can support Turning Point with some financial support. Can you share some of those with us?
Absolutely. We have another fundraiser event in the spring called the Pink Affair, and that is a more formal dinner and auction and dance and lots of fun there. And then throughout the year, we have a lot of community fundraisers that are held through either patients or people that have come to understand and value what Turning Point can offer. And those are opportunities. We have an annual campaign as well.
So I imagine treatment could be a little bit expensive. What happens if you don't have insurance?
That's a wonderful question, Carol. What makes Turning Point so unique in the offerings that we provide, as well as just in the whole continuum of cancer care, is that as a nonprofit, we're founded with the intention of not turning anyone away. And anyone that needed treatment, we hope that they will not find finances to be a barrier to care. We have a financial assistance program, and approximately 40% of our patients participate in that at some level. This program removes the financial barrier to care, and in many cases is the way that some people can come. And that program can either fund part or all of their treatment at Turning Point. Our funding from all the wonderful donations that we have also covers many of our complementary services. And we have two exercise classes that are complementary. All of our education events are complementary. And we have a newsletter that contains a wealth of information as well that is emailed out. So that's totally complementary as well.
That's wonderful.
Great stuff. You know, I worry that there are a lot of people suffering from this that don't know about you, and that's sad. Appreciate you making time to join us on the show today to begin to get that word out there. So good stuff. Well, Karen, we're about out of time. So before we let you go, should people have questions, how can they contact you? Where can they learn more about both the tourney for Turning Point Golf Tournament and fundraiser, as well as Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation?
Well, our website is myturningpoint.org, and this website has a tremendous amount of information about our organization, but also for survivors, for breast cancer patients, any and everywhere. We have a lot of survivorship topics that explain several of the side effects that may occur, and it's very helpful to educate people on knowing maybe what they're experiencing can be treated. Many people think that when they go through treatment and have limitations, that that's just their new norm. And our mission is to improve the quality of life for women going through breast cancer through this specialized rehabilitation. And I think that that's something that many people don't understand, is that they can improve their quality of life and they don't have to settle for some of the limitations that they may experience. And the name Turning Point has been, I think, very critical in many of our patients' lives as a true turning point for them to be able to either get back to work or get back to being the mother, the daughter, the wife, the colleague, whatever that they were before, and be able to return to what they feel passionate about in life.
Oh, amen to that. Karen Burpo, Community Outreach and Development with Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Appreciate the fine work that you're doing, the important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And thanks for making time again to join us on the show.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Karen Burpo, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.